special effects seem to get more special with every movie that opens. But NPR's Bob Mondello caught some films this week that made him wonder if that's necessarily progress.
You may or may not remember Alfred Hitchcock gliding his camera ever closer to a downtown building at the beginning of Psycho, then seamlessly drifting in through a window to see what Janet Leigh was doing in her hotel room. But if you're a Mel Brooks fan, you definitely remember what happened when he tried something similar in High Anxiety. What Brooks was mocking by having the camera hit the glass was the visual effortlessness that made Hitchcock films such fun, the tricky camera moves that were all the more intriguing when you couldn't figure out how he managed them. He set the standard that suspense directors now delight in trying to top. David Fincher, for instance, who has packed his new film, The Panic Room, with visual trickery. He sends the camera zooming up and down staircases, through floors, and even into keyholes, so he can show the lock mechanisms turning. At one point, when some bad guys are breaking into Jodie Foster's house, Fincher has the camera follow their movements by zipping right through the handle on a coffee maker. Now, this, let's note, is no longer about effortlessness. It's more a director saying, look what I can do. And while Fincher's tricks are eye-popping, they're diminished a bit by our knowledge that computer-assisted graphics give filmmakers so much latitude. When nothing's impossible, is anything really remarkable? Hitchcock's cameras were huge, clumsy contraptions, and it was a kick to watch him finesse their limitations. But when TV commercials and music videos put cars on the moon and plunge us inside beating hearts, zipping through a coffee maker handle is just a trick. It may be artful, I actually think the picture is kind of fun, but it distracts from what's theoretically the point of the shot, the creating of suspense. What made me realize that was that the night before I saw Panic Room, I was left gasping at a silent black and white picture, precisely because there wasn't any trickery. The comedy Steamboat Bill Jr. was made back in the days when cameras were so primitive they could barely swivel, let alone move around. Still, Buster Keaton cooked up some nifty visual jokes. The one that made me gasp called for a three-story-high, solid brick wall to get blown down by a hurricane right on top of him while he was looking the other way. The gag was that the wall had a third-story window open, and it fell around him. Keaton was a perfectionist and insisted that the shot look real, which basically meant that it had to be real, which is to say, dangerous to him personally. He had the wall made of brick so it wouldn't twist in the high winds they'd be shooting in, and he did and redid the calculations on where to stand so the window frame would miss his head by about an inch. The producers tried to talk him out of it, and the cameraman reportedly turned away as he was cranking the shot. But boy, was it worth doing right. Keaton walks into the frame, stops casually in front of the building, and looks at us as the wall falls majestically behind him, clearly real, clearly heavy. And when the window slips around him, as he knew it would, he looks around, slightly puzzled, and walks away. No fuss. I'm Bob Mondello.